Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Would you believe it? It's already day six in this new year. And it's moving right along. And we are moving as well. We're not going to be stagnant. Oh, no. Not this year. Praise the Lord. And so we are glad to be here again this morning. And we just want to thank the Lord for all of his good word. There has nothing failed any of all of his good promises that he has promised to us by the mouth of all of his prophets in the scriptures and through the Holy Spirit directly to us many times. And so the Lord has been faithful and we thank him. This year we are moving forward in our Believe series for what he has spoken and promised for us. Indeed, the quantum year and the quantum leap 2024. We believe that the Lord will cause many to leap. Some will run and even some will experience a quantum leap this year in your faith, in your finances, in your ministry, in your material needs, in your increase. I mean, something sudden and extraordinary that we could not attain by our means. And we're going to have to exercise our faith beyond our means. Praise the Lord. So, we've been talking about this Believe series. It's going to be the fuel behind where the Lord is taking us. Of course, last year, Lord gave us the word to emerge or emerging. And we saw that many experienced an emerging. And there were a lot of testimonies, you know, but we did not fully get to where the Lord wants us to get to. But at least we were moving forward. Well, this year the Lord promised another word, Quantum Leap 2024. And that means it's not going to be by might, it's not going to be by power, but it's going to be by the Spirit of the Lord. You know, something, a sudden increase, you know, a sudden abundance, a sudden elevation, I mean, a sudden catapulting from the Lord, from the place where you are, somewhere that the Lord is going to cause you to arrive at. But, you know, we have to exercise our faith. Now, faith without works is dead, being alone, we are told in the scriptures. And so, yesterday we dealt on the subject of faith sees the promise and believing will get you there. Now, when God gives the promise, as we've often stated, you know, unless you know what was promised, it's not a promise to you. But if you know it, then by faith you can see it even ahead. You know, Hebrews 11 and 13 said, by faith, they saw the promise ahead, even though they had not quite gotten there, but by faith, they saw it. And they were persuaded of it, they embraced it, and they began to confess the promise. Now, but seeing the promise afar off is only the beginning. We must believe every day to walk and on the journey towards that promise. Now, from the place where you are is your faith. Well, where God's at is his foreknowledge. There's a big gap in between, and that's covered by believing. And what God already knows because of his great foreknowledge, in fact, his infinite foreknowledge, because he knows everything, He knows everything that there is to know, and whatever there isn't to know, he knows it as well. You know, whatever has been, whatever is yet to be, how it's going to turn out, he has perfect knowledge of everything. Now, we don't have that knowledge, but we have the faith. Now, and when God gives us a piece of that knowledge, like he tells you, it's going to be quantum leap for you this year. It's something that he already knows. It's something he already sees. Now, we got to use our faith to believe that. But there's going to be a process in between. And you've got to fuel that journey by believing every day. And so we practice, practice, practice. We must be intentional this year in believing. And Jesus spoke about it, asked about it. So, believest thou this? You know, I mean, so the question to us is also, do you believe this? Do you believe the God of miracles that can cause a sudden shift for you that you could not even attain on your own? Do you believe in all these things that we have been speaking? The God of the 11th hour that can make, he said, well, there are many that are called first, will be last, last will be first. He can do all these things. Do you believe that whosoever liveth and believeth in me, Jesus said, you know, shall not see death? Believest thou this? Well, the question is, do you believe? Hallelujah. When Abraham believed, the Bible said it was counted to him for righteousness. So we throw out the faith or believe challenge. Believe is stronger than faith. You know, faith is the evidence of what you, substance of things hoped for, the evidence of what you haven't seen. But faith with action is believing. Yeah, if you have faith and you don't have action, which is works, we are told that the faith is dead. So if you have faith, you know, then get up from the bed already if you believe you're healed. Praise God. That's why Jesus used to say, take up thy bed and walk. Don't stay there and say you're healed. Take up your bed and walk. Praise the Lord. So, we want to hear testimonies every day this year. Now, I don't often give testimonies because, you know, when you live a life of faith, your life is always testimony. You know, it's always something going on, something dramatic, something supernatural. It's only supernatural to us. When you are in the realm of the spirit, it's natural. These things happen all the time. You know, so the culture we're trying to cultivate here this year is that it's an all the time experiencing a part of God. But you come and encourage us, others. You know, Bible says provoke one another to jealousy and to good works. So every day will I bless thee, the psalmist said. Well, why? Because yeah, there's always something good happening. And there's something to bless the Lord about. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Well, you know, you can see it every single day. You can experience that. And we must get the victory over every little thing that confronts us this year. You know, because according to the words of Jeremiah 12 and 5, if you run with footmen and you are weary, how in the world are you going to contend with horses? You know, and if in the land of peace, when everything is quiet, you know, you're still weary, then what are you going to do when Jordan overflows its banks or when hell breaks loose? You know, so win every victory, climb every mountain, run through troops, leap over walls, bulldoze anything that's in front of you. Unstoppable. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is with you. The Lord said, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. There shall no man or anything be able to stand before you. Glory to God. But you must go forward. And you must fight. Hallelujah. You know, so these are the things that we want to keep encouraging ourselves about throughout this year. You know, you will run, you will fly, you may leap, and you may even experience a quantum leap from one place to another in a moment. You know, we've seen people that experience it in the Bible. One of my favorite stories is Joseph. And one day, he was in prison. Before that same day was over, he was prime minister of the land. You talk about a quantum leap. There are many stories like that in the Bible. Some were slaves. And the next day, you know, one day they are slaves. And next day, or even same day, it might be a queen. You know, so you saw that in the story of Esther. We've seen the story of Mephibosheth, 2 Samuel chapter 9. You know, one day he was a nobody, lame, finished, washed up, hiding for his life. I mean, he managed to escape. All others were killed. And so he just putting his head down somewhere, hoping that he can make it from day to day. That's the way he was. He called himself, he thought of himself as a dead dog even. But one day he was like that. The next day the word of the Lord found him. For the Bible says that the Lord taketh the beggars out of the dunghill, set them among princes. The word of the Lord found him. And the same day he was promoted to be a prince again. Hallelujah. He was a prince one time. He lost everything, you know. And lost hope, despair, everything. But David said, you will most certainly sit at my table and eat bread with one of the princes all the days of your life. And not only that, all the things that were Saul, that belonged to your father Saul, actually his grandfather, you know, all the things will now belong to you. Now, Saul was king. He owned a lot of things. And not only that, you, Ziba, who was servant of Saul, and all the other servants, you now become this man's servant from this time and forward. You talk about a quantum leap from nowhere. Wasn't even expecting it. But the mercy of God, the word of the Lord found him. Hallelujah. Now, the word and the mercy of God is going to find you, locate you this year. Hallelujah. Now, let's talk about spiritual things. You know, Moses had an experience on Mount Horeb. He come in there in Exodus chapter 3, and he's looking around. He's looking at this burning bush. But the bush is not consumed. The thing is on fire. But there is literally no consumption. He knows what it looks like normally when a bush is burning. But as far as he knows, he's on the desert. What he's seeing is sand. What he's seeing is perhaps even some leaves. Maybe some dirt. Maybe some dust, maybe some rubbish. That's all he sees. But in one moment, all the dust, all the rubbish, and all that was on the ground, in one moment was all of that. The next moment, it was holy ground. Hallelujah. For the holy presence of the Lord came upon it. Now, that ought to give us hope. That ought to make you shout. You know, when you experience God, hallelujah, what used to be called rubbish, what used to be looked upon narrowly, your life, that is, what used to be rejected, what used to be trash, maybe if you want to use that, is now called holy ground. Glory to God. Moses didn't know it, but God had to tell him. The place where you are standing now is holy ground. It didn't look holy to him at first, because he only saw the bush, the dirt, the leaves, and all the rubbish around it. It's what he saw. But God said, no, this is holy ground. Hallelujah. Now, so we want to encourage everybody. Sometimes people feel, you know, despondent in life because, well, you know, whatever the situation is or has been, the devil will bring it up over and over again. But your word to the devil this year must be, well, that was then, but this is now. Hallelujah. So, you know, there's a crossover and there's a crossing over from the bush, from the dirt, from the rubbish to holy ground. Glory to God. When the power of a Holy Spirit comes in your life, in your experience, and we're also trusting God that this year we'll experience something beyond just an occasional encounter. An encounter is you're still in and out, you know, in and out, but we're trusting for habitation. You know, so we're not going in and out anymore. Jesus said, I will make you a pillar in the house of my God. You shall go no more out, no more in and out. This is the way it's been for most of us. You know, we are here and he's there. Even like Bible says, you know, God spoke to Moses as a man speaks to his friend, face to face. The face to face encounter is still face to face. You know, you are still over here and he's still over here. You are looking to his face, but you are here and he's here. That's the best they could attain in the Old Testament. That's a friend, and that's the best they could attain. But God is calling us into habitation, a sonship. My Father is in me, and I am in him. And I am also in you, and you are also in me. That's it. You know, no more is over here, and I'm over here. No more I'm gazing on him, and he's speaking to me from there. No, we're now in union. That's right. I in you, and you in me. Be one. Hallelujah. You know, and so, well, trust in the Lord that our journey is taking us to these places. Well, how can these things be, you say? Well, it shall be not by might, neither yet by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. I tell you what power and might can attain. And power and might is good sometimes, but the race is not always to the swift. And the battle is not always to the strong. But, you know, sometimes it works. You know, it's good. You know, power and might. It's like in season and out of season blessings. You know, the in season, you work for 2 weeks, you collect a paycheck. Everybody does that. I don't care whether you're a believer or unbeliever. I don't care whether you're in the kingdom or not in the kingdom. You know, you work, you collect your paycheck. Now, that's in season. Because that's coming to you. That's due to you, unless somebody's robbing you of your wages. You know. But, you know, because you are dwelling in him and he's in you, you will be like as though you were planted by rivers of living water. And you will have no out of season. You bring forth your fruit in season. Always. You will always be in season. And that goes beyond your paycheck. It's supernatural connection with God, you know, and He supply your needs. Hallelujah. Beyond the power of your paycheck. Now, so all of these things, we got to believe God. And also healing and whatever else we may face. Now, the natural process of getting a cure is great. God has given us those things. In fact, God has given us some herbs that can heal. In fact, at the end, when it all comes back again, the tree of life, you know, the tree of life, once again, the leaves, all manner of fruit and all manner of leaves and things, healing for the nations again, available like it was in the beginning. Now, God has given us also doctors. God said, I'll send you a cure. And all these things are great. But what happens when you have exhausted all these things? Like the woman with the issue of the blood, who had, you know, spent all her living on doctors. I mean, doctors are great. They can do whatever they can. You know, they can help us. But when you have spent all your living on the doctors, and you have gone from pillar to post, and made nothing better, but rather grew worse, then what happens then? What's next? You know, when you've done all of that and still no relief inside. Well, that's the power of God that's beyond means. All the means that can get us healed, which are good, and they are there. And if you use some of them right, even in the first place, you may have a better, healthy living. You know, and then when you're sick, you know, you go to doctor, they can do all these things and help you. But what if all of that is not even there? You know, why don't you come to the source of life in the first place? Praise the Lord. And He can do that anyway that the doctors, medical science cannot do. Praise the Lord. You know, so we've talked about many things leading up to this walking in believing daily with God for this year, for that for us to experience. Well, there shall be a performance, she was told by her cousin. Luke chapter 1, verse 45. Blessed is she that believed. But there shall be a performance of those things that were told her from the Lord. Well, it is your believing that is going to bring forth the performance. You may see it by faith, what God has promised. And you must see it by faith. Because God said to Abraham, from the place where you are, see by faith all the things around you that I can give you. And what am I doing this morning? It's just a summary of all of the things that we have been speaking to engender testimonies of believing. Hallelujah. You know, and we want to hear you testify. And remember, also, your testimony is a powerful weapon that you must use before, and that's before you actually see the real victory at hand. Don't wait until the, you know, thing is all said and done and finished. Some people say, well, I'll give a testimony when it's all over. Why? When the Bible says, according to Revelation 12 and 11, they overcame the devil, you know, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So your word of your testimony is actually a powerful weapon that'll get you the victory. So don't hold on that testimony to the end. Give your testimony ahead of time. It's actually the testimony of the Lord. It's not yours. But the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The Lord will show forth His great works in your life. And remember all the things we've said from time to time. God's word is His bond. You know, what he said he will do, he will do. His word will not fail. But his name, that's his reputation. Praise the Lord. And when his name is upon you, my goodness, you know, it's his reputation. It's in his own interest. That's right. It's kind of like a citizen of some kingdom. It's in the interest of that kingdom, the welfare of their citizens. You know, that's how you judge how well that kingdom is. Their citizens are all peasants, then that's not a very good kingdom, no matter what they claim. But in the kingdom of God, his citizens are also kings. Hallelujah. That's why he's called the King of Kings. All his subjects and citizens are kings. They are priests. They are kings. They're not peasants. Glory to God. And it is in his best interest to look after him for his, for look after you for his own name's sake. That's right. Because his name is at stake. Hallelujah. And Moses knew how to pull that string. And he told the Lord, look, your name is at stake here. Because people have heard how that by a mighty hand you brought out your people. Are you going to now let them say it's because he couldn't keep them? That's why he's going to destroy them or destroy them all? Remember, your name is at stake here. Glory to God. You know, and when you put it to God like that, then he knows what he's going to do. Hezekiah, he also knew how to do that. He said, Lord, see the words of this Sennacherib, which he has sent to reproach the living God. Now, for truth, they have cast all the nations and their gods. They've destroyed the nations and cast their gods into the fire because they were no gods. But you, you are the very God that sitteth between the cherubims. Now, therefore, O Lord, our God, save us from his hand, so that all the people may know thy great name. That's right. Not that so that we may not be destroyed. Not that so that, you know, we may not become, you know, our wives may not become widows, our children may not become fatherless. Well, that's all good. But that your name may be known. You know, his name is at stake. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, look, I came in my Father's name. I've declared unto them not only your word, but also your name. Hallelujah. So, because we are carrying his name, according to Ephesians, you know, chapter 3 and verse 15, you might actually claim the name of the Lord as your surname. Because we are told that, you know, the whole family in heaven is named after him. Hallelujah. So his name is upon you. You know, that's your real last name, is the name of the Lord. It's upon you. And because his name is upon you, you are branded. It's like, you know, cattle ranchers. They brand their cattle. You know, take the thing, the tongues from the hot fire and brand their cattle with their brand. They put their name on their cattle. Well, Holy Ghost also take the tongues of fire. We see that in Isaiah chapter 6. And branded the young prophet. Branded his tongue. He said, you are mine now. Hallelujah. So we got the name of the Lord upon us now. You know, and it is his name. And it is his, you know, being jealous for his name that's going to cause him to do these things. And so when you realize all of that, you know, we don't have to come in prayer in a position of weakness. You come in a position of strength. But now you know all these things. You know it is in God's best interest to do these things for his own name's sake. And you say it to him like that. And then he will rise up. David, he knew how to do that. He knew what buttons to press. You know, he knew what strings to pull. And when he did, he said, my God, he stood up. He blasted with his nostrils. He thundered from heaven. Coals of fire were kindled. You know, my goodness, God has said hailstones. He looked down. He said, blasted out of his nostrils. I mean, God responded, you know, in power. But this man knew how to tell the Lord. He said, Lord, you are my shield. You are my buckler. You are my strength. You are my hiding place. You are my rock. You are my high tower. You are my strong salvation. You know, you come in with my song. And you begin to tell the Lord those great things. He'll flex his arms. You know, so I'm bringing all of these together for a summary for us today, so that we can walk continuously, daily, with a life of testimony, a life of believing. You have no reason anymore to doubt. And Jesus actually hated that. You know, when you doubt, so why for did you doubt? You know, when you stepped in the water, said, can I come? So Jesus said, come. You step in the water, and he's coming. And then he started to doubt. And Jesus said, why did you doubt? You know, so don't doubt, believe the Lord only. And, you know, fear is the other thing also Jesus didn't like the people to experience. He always told them, fear not, only believe. And you hear the news that your daughter is dead, you are the ruler of the synagogue. He said, don't bother the master anymore, your daughter is already dead. You know, according to Mark chapter 5, verse 36, and Jesus said, fear not, only believe. Hallelujah. Same story in Luke chapter 8 and verse 50. Fear not, only believe. Because fear, once it grips you like that, you can't think straight even. You know, say, hey, look, it's over. Your daughter is already dead. Don't even bother the master anymore. But Jesus always wanted us to know that if thou canst only believe, hallelujah. According to Mark, you know, chapter 9 and verse 23, if you can only believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. All you have to do is believe. Praise God. Well, believing, like we've said in this room, is simple, but yet some people find it complicated. You know, but it can really be simple. Take God's word as it is and act upon it. It's that simple. Don't try to figure it out, you know. And God is a dissolver of doubts. So when doubt comes, just push that away. Stick to his word only. Your responsibility is to believe. His responsibility is to watch over his word. That's right. And he's got a great company that can publish that word. The Lord gives the word. He's got a powerful company of angels to see to it. And the Lord will say to them, see to it. Hallelujah. You go down there and see to it. The devil comes before the Lord and say, you can't do anything for her. You can't do anything for him. You have no permission. Because they're not believing your word. And they're not releasing your word. That's why he's called the accuser of the brethren. You know, it's not only accusing you always about sin. People think that's all he does. No. He will accuse you before the Lord that you are not believing and you are not releasing God's word. And therefore, God has no permission to do these things for you. And the Lord said, really? Wait and see. She'll come around. Yeah, praise God. You know, because God is a righteous God. The devil knows the rules, you know, and the Lord knows it too. But the moment you switch from the unbelieving, the doubtful and all of that, you switch to a posture of faith and believing and declaring his word, you know, and not minding whatever else doesn't look like it. Those angels, they go into operation. They're just waiting on you. You know, they obey and do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. According to Psalm 103:20. Once you give that word, then they go into action. So you must give that word daily to yourself, to your soul. David knew how to do it when his soul was distressed and so forth like that. He would speak to his soul. Soul, you know, we're not doing that miserable, downcast, depressed thing today. Today, we're praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Today, We're going forward. And we're believing in the Lord. Because the Lord is able. And encourage yourself in the Lord. And walk the walk. You know, praise God. Walk the walk. And keep on believing. Don't stand still. You got to move forward. Have I not commanded you, saith the Lord? Then go forward. Praise the Lord. You know. And when your when the feet of your the soles of your feet shall touch the river Jordan, the waters will part for you. You know, but until you step in, it'll just be this huge river that's overflowing its banks. You know, it can be a bit intimidating at times. But the moment you step in, because you are bearing the ark, glory to God, the waters will part on either side, make a way for you to pass through. Praise the Lord. And now, the Lord has commissioned me to come on in here every day with the ark, which is the word of God. He said, go through the gates. According to Isaiah 62 and 10. Make a way for the people of the Lord. You know, cast out the stones and so forth. Make a highway for the people of God. You know, so as the priests and the Levites and those who are bearing the ark, and they step in the water, the waters will part on either side. And they'll make a way for the redeemed of the Lord to go through. Now, ye have dwelt long enough in this space, saith the Lord. When 2023, we dwelt on the issue of emerging. But, you know, some of us did, and some didn't go so far. But we've dwelt long enough in that place. Right now, we are poised to experience something new from the Lord. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 33 and 3 says, Lord, show me something new, something that I could never experience on my own. Take me to places where I could never get to, somewhere I've never been. This is what we want this year. Not where we've been there, done that, no. But something that we've never been, something that you've never done, something you've never seen, something that you could not even attain. That's right. The power of the quantum leap will come upon you from the Lord and will bring you into the place. It's like suddenly Jesus entered in the boat one time and suddenly they were on the other side. Praise God. You know, so this is the journey that we are on this year. Today is just an exhortation around our believing. Now, I am going to yield the mic for testimonies around our 5-day believe challenge. This morning I've given you all the reasons to believe. Praise God. I want to remind you also to go back and have as a reference material the special writing I posted on our platform, our WhatsApp platform. All the enemies must not go with you to 2024. So we're now in 2024. That means we left those things behind. But they will try to come back. That's what the devil always does. And you got to have the ammunition. You got to have the word ready. You got to know how to pummel him down again each time he raises his ugly head. Praise the Lord. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's my brief exhortation today. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you embarked on this journey of endless possibilities? That's right. You know, right now, you are on the edge of infinite possibilities. If you can only believe, that's what Jesus said. If you can only believe, then all things, whatever all means, that's what it means. A-L-L. You know, if you can only believe, You know, but you must believe. See, God is not mocked. You can't tell God. And if you know that you believe, but you still don't not sure, well, do what the man did in Mark 9 and 24. He said, look, Lord, I indeed believe. Please help whatever areas of unbelief are still remaining in me. You got to cry out to the Lord. You know, the answer to all of our problems is always to cry out to the Lord. You know, cry out to the Lord. But you must do it in faith. And say, Lord, help my unbelief. And he will. The Spirit of the Lord will direct you to scriptures that will help you. But that's what he does. Bring to your remembrance those things which the Lord already gave us. You know, but once you believe God, then all things are possible. There shall be nothing called impossible to you this year. Because while it may indeed be impossible, you know, in the realm of unbelief, but not in the realm of believing. Praise God. Father, I thank you, Lord, for everyone that's in the room listening now, or perhaps we'll listen later on to the replays. We're challenging ourselves to believe God. Paul said, sirs, I believe God. Oh, what about you? Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I believe the Lord. Well, what about you? You know, are you on a journey of believing? Well, if so, let's share your testimonies. Father, I pray for everyone. Enable us to believe God. Hallelujah. To believe. And wherever there is any unbelief remaining in our hearts, wherever there is still any doubt, any question marks and so forth, help thou, O Lord, our unbelief. Hallelujah. That we may boldly say, yeah, praise God who is my helper. Praise God who is my glory and the lifter up of my head. That we may boldly say, praise God who teaches my hands to fight, my fingers to war and all that. Praise God who causes me to leap over walls, run through troops, causes a bow of steel to be bent by my hands. Praise God has given me unstoppable faith. Hallelujah. And I will not be denied. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We give you the praise and glory for what you're doing in the lives of your people. Experiencing something new and exciting every day to talk about. That's right. Have something new. Have something exciting to talk about. Let it be like the early days when you first believed God. You went out. You tried some things. You got some results. And you were excited. You share. You know, it was like an excitement. Every time you exercise your faith, something happened. Praise God. Well, we're right back full circle. You must use your faith daily, combined with action, to be called believing. And let's see what the Lord will do. Father, we thank you. Give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.